What's up? I'm back. It's been a minute since I did my last episode, but I'm back. This is Robert Hutchins, and welcome to the Coastal Bend Chat. If you're a first-time visitor, welcome. If you're hadn't listened to a podcast in a while, welcome back. I've been just extremely busy the last several months, but kind of wrapping that stuff up and going to get going again. But anyway, just wanted to talk to you. A couple weeks ago, we had our oldest graduated. He had actually turned 18 in February and graduated high school end of May. It was 24th, I think. Anyway, it's kind of crazy because with ours, there's still some immaturity and whatever, I don't know. But anyway, my wife and I were talking, and she was concerned. Of course, this is my stepson, so it's her son from a previous marriage. But we were talking, and she is like, he just doesn't seem ready. Anyway, I got to thinking about it, because I agree, he didn't seem ready, and his deal, he graduated, his dad and his stepmom, and he's got two half-brothers from that side, came down for the graduation, and then that Sunday they left. Like, he had packed up his stuff, and, you know, he went with them. And we knew this since March, since he came back from up there for spring break. And anyway, he doesn't seem ready. But it's like I told my wife, I don't think that they ever seem ready. That's just my guess. I don't, because we know them well. We know their strengths. We know their weaknesses. We know what they need to work on. You know, we know everything about them, so I've been living with them every day. But I think, you know, at some point, everyone's got to, like, let the bird out of the nest, so to speak. And his game plan was to go live up by his dad. Actually, it was to live with his dad. And that kind of changed a little bit before he left, where they were going to help him get a trailer, and he was going to have to pay X amount on it or whatnot. And one of the things was possibly live on their property, and if not, get him something close. So anyway, there were some changes, and I don't know, you know, it's just kind of, I won't go into all the details, but when you look back, when we look at it, it's like, you know, money, he's still learning that, learning about jobs. He's been working for about 2 years, but had actually left his job well before he even graduated. But all we can do, and what we did, is, you know, we taught, you know, we preached lessons to them. But at the end of the day, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Same with the kid. Whether go off to college, just go off and work somewhere and live, follow a passion, dream, whatever, they gotta just do it. And he had taken certain steps. He had mentioned he was going to go to junior college up there where his dad lives and whatnot. And I've always told my kids, you know, look, if you're not 100% on college, and it's not something you're going to, like, show up for class and do the work, because you're just not interested right now, I've always told them, don't waste your time and money going until you're ready, because I know I burned through a lot of money and time and energy, and whenever I was younger at that age, and I didn't get get serious about it until I was like 25, 26, and it took me a while to get my associate's degree even because I worked full time and I had to go at night and had to take remedial classes a couple of times because I've been out so long. I didn't do very good for my test, but I was of the mindset of I'm doing this, and so even though I had a lot of difficulty with certain classes that I had to have and pass to move forward, I stuck it out. But you know, and that's the thing with ours is every school year we had moments to where we had to ride his rear to get him to do his schoolwork. He just kind of stopped caring, stopped doing his work, whatever. More than capable of doing it. More than capable of making good grades when he did it. And so he did, I mean, he did, he was primarily A, B, and some C's kind of student. But the thing is, you know, and he's more, he can do anything he puts his mind to, very intelligent, whatever, whatnot. But I don't know if he's factored in that he's got to motivate himself to show up every day doing whatever, whether it's work, whether it's school. Even when he doesn't want to do it, he's got to motivate himself to do it. And I don't think that has set in yet. But anyway, I say let them go off, let them make the mistakes. If they're going to make them, make it young, learn from it, and move on. Hopefully ours will. But I just wanted to share that with you because I don't know. It's been a couple of weeks. We've heard from him here and there. Most of it's when he needs something, so, or has a question about something. But anyway, but yeah, I was thinking I'd pass it along because I don't think that they will, in a parent's eyes, in many instances, I won't say most because, you know, who knows. But in many instances, I think the kid is never going to seem ready. And I think what it'll take is them going and doing. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. You know, as the longer he's there, as long as he's doing it by himself, and he's moving forward, and he's not just existing. And, you know, it'll be, hey, he's doing it, so it'll ease our mind. But I think there's always going to be that concern. So anyway, but yeah, I just wanted to pass it on in case any of y'all are in the same situation where your one of your kiddos has graduated recently from high school and is moving on and out into the world. A scary place. I've been in it so long it doesn't really bother me anymore. I mean, it's, you just have to take things that, as they come at you, and you know, you make a mistake, you adjust, and you don't make it, and you correct it, and you own it, and you know, you keep fighting and fighting and fighting until you get what you want. So anyway, eventually it comes. Some of us it takes longer than others, but it does come. So anyway, I wanted to pass that on to y'all. I hope y'all have been having a great weekend and looking forward to the start of a new work week, school week tomorrow. If you're going to summer school and college, or you go to school year round, and I hope you have a great week. And I'm out, and I'll be looking for another podcast here soon. And I'm also going to start a YouTube channel for this and another channel, which I'll tell y'all about. But once I get that set up and rolling, I'll share that information with y'all so y'all can follow me there on YouTube as well. Until next time, this is your host Robert, and I'll talk to you later.